This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
Some secrets are kept in the basement, others in the morgue. Welcome to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring defense attorney and host of the podcast, Defense Diaries, Bob Mata.
I don't know if it's Odinism that gets people hung up on the similarities, because we have some of it where you have literally on some of these people's Facebook pages, some of the guards and whatnot, flat out Odinist shit. I mean, take Odinism out of it. Let's say they were a crazy fan of 80s music and Michael Jackson, and all over their Facebook page is Michael Jackson shit. And then at the crime scene, there's the Thriller album. And you're like, who's into Michael Jackson? Right. I wonder. You know, it's like, oh, well, this person clearly is. Like, let's not look at them at all. It's a really a weird thing that the Thriller album is there, and they happen to have it all over their house, and that album's just not there anymore. Like, it's just, it's insane. It's just utter ignorance, unless this is being steered for some greater good in their mind. And it's either there's irrefutable evidence that they have that they're going to bring into court, or they're covering something up. And is it somebody else they're covering up, or is it just keeping on covering up police incompetency and a bad investigation? And now it looks like you're covering for something, but you're just covering up for being a dumbass.
I mean, that's what we have to wait to trial to see, yeah. Right? It's whatever the investigation was, whatever warts there are, that's going to be what the defense has to rely on now.
Yeah.
Like that's you attack the integrity of the investigation. And in my estimation, you attack the timeline. It's like everybody has just assumed that this timeline from 2:30 to 3:30, which is what they're locked into now, because they said it on the record, like Holman testified to it in court on the stand, said, it's our belief that the girls were killed between 2:30 and 3:30 on the 13th of February of 2017. That's it. That's their time frame. So like, and everybody's just assuming because this video exists of Bridge Guy, and it's around that time that the girls died immediately thereafter. Mm-hmm. But that's based on nothing other than that video.
Well, just like they're, their opinion on geofencing. It's like, well, he said this is not accurate. Well, he's wrong.
Right.
He's just wrong. I don't care what you say. If it's wrong, it's wrong.
And like, you know, I mean, what's going to come out and what did come out at the hearings is that all the things that medical examiners use in order to determine a time of death, were not done. Like the bodies of the girls' temperatures were not, the body temperatures were not taken. The ME established no time of death. So like, these are just like gaping holes. I mean, it seems to me that it's going to become very, very critical to look at the stomach contents. Like the stomach contents are going to really go a long way in terms of telling the tale as to when the girls might have met their demise. Because the other thing, which as far as I know is still in, which is the phone, Libby's phone, that somehow inexplicably links back up to one of the towers at 4:33 a.m. And a whole bunch of 15 text messages from people looking for her start flooding in 11 hours after the last text message either came in or went out.
Yeah.
So, you know, and we know that AT&T was pinging the phone every 15 minutes. To me, somebody has to explain to me, like I'm 5 years old, how that phone could have been in that area for 11 hours and didn't connect to the tower one time in 11 hours, but for it was shut off.
Yeah.
Or it wasn't there at all. You know, because it's like, I'm not buying it.
Yeah.
You've got this thing. Like, if they didn't have these confessions, I'd be losing my mind right now.
It's all they have.
You know what I mean? It's how much the defense is going to be able to get into the conditions of his confinement in his mental state, because they all really take place during this 3 month period after he's 7 months in solitary.
Yeah.
And eating his own shit. He's literally running into cinder block walls with his head first. The dude's like it's the kind of shit where you're not malingering.
Yeah.
Like you can malinger in a lot of different ways without having to eat your own feces. Mm-hmm. No, without like you can act crazy in a lot of different ways. And like, it's just one of those things where, again, we've got to hear the content. We have to hear the content of what he's saying, mm-hmm. you know, like that. Like to have some facts about the crime scene when he's 7 months into custody and his lawyers have talked to him. And I think that they've delivered discovery to him. So he could have been taking a look at it. You know, it's not the same as a guy who is in being interrogated initially after being arrested. And he gives information that only the killer would know. And he has no other way to know it other than he was there. Mm-hmm. Like there are other ways that Rick Allen could have known what had happened, especially because he's had his attorneys talking about the case with him. They've dropped off considerable amounts of discovery. Maybe he's taking a peek. So it's like, you know, it's just,
yeah.
You want to be able to trust the verdict. Like for the families, man, we just want the truth.
Yeah. And unfortunately, the system itself is, in my opinion, they are destroying it for this family because they're not going to get it here. They're going to go through all this that we've already done. And at the end of the day, if he's convicted, he's going to get another trial. And
I know. And if he's the guy, Tony, I want to feel confident.
Sure.
That he's the guy based on just powerful evidence that he did it. Not some railroad job. Yeah. Like, I don't know, man.
You have to play with all the cards on the deck. And Judge Gull has pretty much took everything out except her aces. And it's like, here's these five cards. That's not how you play cards. It is now. And that's how we're going to play this. And at the end of the day, someone's going to have to step in and go, I'm sorry, there wasn't a full deck you were playing with here.
And the worst part is it's going to be all under cover of darkness.
Yep.
You know, they allow cameras in Indiana, but she is refusing to allow that trial to be streamed. But I'll be there boots on the ground, man. So
yes,
when we're doing our weeklies, I'll be able to give you some inside.
Yeah, we'll be getting some baseball knowledge, man. Yeah, that's going to be very fascinating to hear exactly what is happening in that room directly from you.
You're in the thick of a true crime saga, every detail sinking in. And then, wham, a commercial about something you couldn't care less about. It's like being served a microwaved dinner at a five-star restaurant. But it doesn't have to be this way. Go for True Crime Today, Premium Plus, on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today, Premium Plus, you get uninterrupted, ad-free episodes, extended interviews that dig even deeper into the muck, and early access so you can brag to your friends. It's like ordering the secret menu at a crime buffet. So, search for True Crime Today, Premium Plus, on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and savor every twisted detail without interruption.